I was recently in San Francisco for the Finovate conference for financial innovation for my company, Core Alert. So I wanted to see what San Francisco was all about. So I scheduled 12 pot shops to run around and gauge what the city was all about, get an idea of the industry, where the prices were at, where products were at, and just kind of get an overall gauge of where the San Francisco cannabis scene was. So I utilized my time while I was at Finovate, check out about 4 stores per day. I was at the Financial Innovation Conference to showcase Toro Alerts, which is an app that lets you know when to buy and sell stocks or options or crypto, even pot stocks. Not only will it tell you when to buy and sell pot stocks, but eventually it'll do it for you. We're about to launch that. So definitely want to check out Toro Alerts. Download the Toro Alerts app as well as the Toro Alerts crypto app if you want to know when to buy and sell crypto. So San Francisco, I haven't been there in about 7 years. It's incredibly gritty. The lockdowns did not help at all. It's worse than anything I've ever seen. And I've been to Thailand and Mexico, and it's worse than Seattle or Portland. The amount of crack and meth that you see is everywhere. It's one thing to see poverty. It's another thing to see literally zombies. It was pretty frightening. So we went running around San Francisco, trying some products out. That includes the good, the bad, and the ugly, all coming up.
It's only entertainment.
Welcome back to The Talking Hedge. I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast. So on the first day, we're going to check out 4 stores. Tickles and Giggles was permanently closed. On the way to Grassroots, we found the Magic Flower Dispensary Shop. But before that, we found a guy running around trying to sell half a pound in a plastic bag that smelled delicious. Magic Flowers, small store, but not too bad. It's not in the best of areas. None of these places are in the best of areas because San Francisco is terrible. But, you know, $63 in a place, $65 for an ounce of shake in a place that isn't really safe. I would have assumed that that was a lot lower. In Portland, in an area comparable to this, you know, next to a tent city, you're selling flower ounces for $30. A lot of a variety for CBD, pet products, blunts, vape carts, everything else, but fairly small store. Grassroots is modeled after like an old apothecary. Everything is behind the counter. You'll find some 1,000 milligram scissor up style stuff that I'm not a fan of. To emulate the codeine party drink is crazy. I do like the 1,000 milligram idea, however. Everybody here was incredibly friendly and helpful. It's a good store, some decent products and nice layout. And not too bad of an area either. Golden Gate Cannabis was up next. It's on the corner, fairly decent size, you know, by respects to San Francisco where everything's crowded. Prices are still pretty crazy. I did run across a couple of kind of unique things, I guess, where they're combining flower and concentrate. Haven't really seen that in other markets, so that's interesting. They're actually able to have samples, sample packages, so you can pull out some flower, open it, and then look at it. So it's kind of interesting. Unlike Oregon, where it's just in a jar, or Washington, where it's prepackaged, you can open it and see the sample. Next set of pot shops included Bloom Room, which is down an alleyway and totally closed. So we went to go see the Barbary Coast, which might be one of my favorite dispensaries to go check out if you're ever in town. Barbary Coast, good customer service, lots of variety. They had Paps. I don't know if that's a knockoff or a real thing. I'm kind of interested in that. Had some 100 milligram drinks, but good variety, I guess. So I had seen kind of everything that they had, but they did have a lounge, which was neat, except for the fact that they required a health passport. So I didn't get to go in and take any photos of that. But if you do have all your stuff, you can go check it out. Stizzy was up next because Stizzy is popular and I wanted to find out why. I'm assuming that Stizzy is popular because of branding. So anybody who, including myself, who've said branding isn't a reality, hasn't been to California, because branding is everything. Cookies and Stizzy have terrible products. If you like them, that's great. I've had a vape from Stizzy and I've had a blunt from Cookies and it was terrible. Both of them were terrible. So I can only assume that it's because of the branding. Again, they have a ton of products, 1,000 milligram edibles, 1,000 milligram drinks, a lot of variety, live resin, THC sauce. Of course, they have their own Stizzy products too. Customer service was good. The store was busy. A lot of different types of people were in there, very light, bright and loud and lively. And that includes a lot of blunts. Even Exhibit has a huge blunt, a grenade. There's another thing called Napalm, which I think is probably one of the worst names out there. But it was a good store, so I would check that out. Third set include Urban Joy, completely shut down. And then the Blessings Ministry was raided during BLM. And so unfortunately, they had to shut down as well. Couldn't stay open. So we went to the Vapor Lounge, really, really small place. You need a proof of vaccination in order to sit in the store. It's not separate. It's literally right in the store and you can just smoke in the store, which I thought was really, really weird. Very small. This bud tender had no time to talk to anybody. Yeah, I don't know if he was having a great day or not, but I'd ask him questions and he'd say, I don't know, it's too hard to tell or something like that. So I would skip this store altogether. You don't really need to put up with attitudes like that. And frankly, this store doesn't really have anything that other stores don't. So if the one bud tender in here can't talk to somebody, then maybe y'all need to find a different store to go to. But I did like the variety. They had some weird products in here. Light and bright and nice store. But again, who needs to put up with attitude? Mo Greens is right next to Twitter's headquarters. I wanted to get a picture of me smoking a blunt, ask everybody if they were triggered yet. Elon Musk is smoked a blunt on Joe Rogan. So just trying to make waves, I guess. Mo Greens sucks. I wouldn't go there ever again. You need a vax card to go into their lounge. So obviously got kicked out of there pretty quick. Don't forget to check out the Pot Shop Crawl in Vegas and Portland and Seattle. And all of the Pot Shop crawls we're about to do in Chicago and New York coming up.
With that, we're going to roll this one up. I'm Josh Kincaid. This is The Talking Hedge. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't, and I'm out.
Don't forget to smash that like button on your way out and check out these other videos that we've got.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
99.9% of our DNA is identical. It's a 0.1% that truly makes us different and unique. And that's what the show is about. Find out that 0.1% about your favorite guests. Find out what music they like, their first cannabis experience, and even what their room looked like growing up. But more importantly, or as important, their journey. Learn what makes them unique on Everything Is Personal.